This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce. As always, joining me, we have our good friend Chelsea Payton from the Lauda District Library. And Chelsea, what's going on at the LDL?
Well, I wanted to wish everyone, I hope you all had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. This Tuesday, we are so excited at the library because we've officially started the Grand Adventure and all of our summer programming.
Mm-hmm. And let's review the Grand Adventure for people who might not have been paying attention. Shame on them if they haven't in recent weeks, but tell everybody what the Grand Adventure is all about.
Sure. So the Grand Adventure is our summer reading program, but it's more than just reading. It's really evolved over the years. It's our big grand adventure with the community that's reading and doing fun summer activities and attending library programs. For all those things, you earn points. And for those points, you can put in tickets to some amazing grand prizes we have, as well as everyone who gets 500 points gets fun finisher prizes. And those vary for kids and adults, but it's coupons and stuff to local businesses, pizza, boba tea, car wash coupons, all sorts of fun things.
Indeed, indeed. A certain guest we have in the studio is very fired up about the boba tea. We're very fired about the boba tea. What else do we have going on? Do we have a kickoff coming up here? Something like that?
We do. We have our big kickoff party for the summer, the Grand Adventure, to kind of help get people to register, get people excited about it, just celebrate with the community. And that will be on Saturday, June 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. We'll have live music, free crafts, food trucks, and a really big book sale by the Friends of the Library's Cheap Stacks used bookstore.
Mm-hmm. And where is that going to be held?
That'll be in Central Park.
Central Park, right across the street. So
yeah.
You just go right across the street, and it's all going to be there, the big kickoff for summer. Do we have anything else in the queue? Anything else we're working on?
Yes, I have some programs I'd love to highlight. Mm-hmm. So this Thursday, May 29th, at 6 p.m., and then on Friday, May 30th at 12 p.m., so two different times, two different days for whatever people need, we have an event where you can create a hummingbird feeder.
Ooh.
To bring home, add to your yard. We'll be teaching how to construct it, how to make safe nectar, and where's the best spot to hang it in your yard.
Mm.
This is for adults, teens, and children with an accompanying adult. Registration is required because we've got a limited amount of supplies. So definitely pick a time that works for you and come make a hummingbird feeder with us.
And safe nectar?
Yes, safe nectar.
As opposed to not safe nectar. Well, it has to be safe for the birds, I mean.
Yes, safe for the birds. Sometimes there's some that has like additives and stuff like that that they sell at the store that's actually not good for the birds.
Oh.
Essentially, it'll as far as I am aware, it'll like make them sick.
Oh, wait. Well, we don't want to make hummingbirds sick.
No, exactly. We want them to be happy and healthy and do their little thing.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay. No sick hummingbirds at the LDL. Anything else, Chelsea, that we need to know about?
Yeah, big one here. We have story times returning next week.
Mm.
So on June 3rd, we have Toddler Move and Groove at 9:30 and 10:30. So two different slots. We have preschool story time on June 4th at 10:30. And then a special one for toddlers at Pottawatomie Park. We have a balance bike story time with Velo Kids. So they, instead of doing training wheels, they're these bikes that they can balance on.
Oh.
So that one is from June 4th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Pottawatomie Park with Miss Elizabeth, where kids can learn how to roll, scoot, and stride their way to fun with Velo Kids for this bike-themed outdoor story time. For kids 18 months to 3 years, we will provide bikes and helmets. You're also welcome to bring your own balance bike if you had one. We request no training wheel bikes, please. We're just sticking with the Velo bikes.
That's right.
And if the weather's bad, we'll move the program to the library.
This is our good friend Chelsea Payton from the Lauda District Library. Chelsea, if people want to learn more about what's going on at the LDL, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudatlibrary.org or loudatdistrictlibrary on social media.
She's Chelsea Payton. I'm Jesse Bruce. This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven.